感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，我们再一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God this Sunday, let's study the Word of God.
我们今天思想的题目是在基督里的新生命。
Today's topic is new life in Christ.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read the Word of God.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经经文，我们来读罗马书十二章第一节到第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
罗马书十二章一节起。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。OK， 不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上大爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us the word.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is lamp upon path, light upon path.
神的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Word of God is the bread of life.
加添我们的力量。
And our strength,
让我们能够跟从神的旨意。
So we can follow the will of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天呢，继续来思想罗马书。我们看到罗马书的第十二章。
Today we continue to study the book of Romans and come to chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。讲到我们信靠主耶稣基督的人在基督里的新生命。
And I talked about of those of us trust Jesus Christ, how new life we should have in Christ.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中告诉我们，我们在基督里新生命的一开始要怎样呢？就是把身体献上，献在主的手中。
And the scripture said we have as a new life started with we offer ourselves into the hand of God.
然后我们的心智要怎样？不要效法这个世界。
And then our life should be not be conformed into this world.
心意要更新变化。
But transformed.
这就是在基督里的新生命的第一步。
And that's the first step of a new life.
把自己献在神的手中。
Of ourselves in the hand of God.
不效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed by the world.
在上个礼拜。对于很多人来说，有一件非常悲痛的消息哈。
And last week we have for many people there's a sad news.
美国乡村音乐巨星Dolly Parton 离世了，80岁。
And the country singer, U.S. very famous country singer Dolly Parton, left the world.
在他家乡田纳西离世。享年80岁
，and she passed away at her home province, which is in Tennessee. It's 80 years old.
就是川普总统专门就是发文悼念，然后下令全美国降半旗一周，就是为了纪念Dolly.
And President Trump and make a statement about her death and also ordered half flag to be half stand for a week in honor of her.
可能在座的有弟兄姊妹不太熟悉这个名字。
Maybe some of us not too familiar with this name.
但你一定听过她的歌。
But you probably heard her song.
一定听过她的歌，因为他是创作非常惊人，然后他的歌非常非常受欢迎。他一生写了差不多3000多首歌。
Because she's a very popular country singer and she has made a lot of song during her lifetime.
然后他的 CD 销量非常的高哈，就是全球都是上亿张的。
And of course, she has a very high volume of CD sold across the world.
比如说。大家可能听过，I will always love you. 这个是惠妮休斯顿唱，但是原唱是 Dolly， 是 Dolly 写的歌。
And probably a lot of people hear is I the song called I Always Love You. This that Whitney Houston sang this, but original was sang by Dolly Parton.
啊，啊。Dolly 是一个基督徒哈，在他的家乡，一间教会呢，在 Dolly 的这个追思聚会上举行了圣餐。
And Dolly is a Christian, and her church in Tennessee, and during her memorial service, they held a holy communion.
啊，牧师说，他的信仰渗透他所做的一切。
And the pastor said her faith actually being represented all the work she has done.
Dolly 出生于这个田纳西州的大烟山Great Smoky Mountains.
And Dolly was born in the Great Smoky Mountain of Tennessee.
她出生一个非常非常贫穷的家庭。
She was born a very poor family.
他的家中没有电啊，没有自来水，就是一个小木屋啊。他父母一共有12个孩子。
And the place they live is was a very small cottage, and there's no electricity, and her parents has 12 children.
啊，然后呢 ，Dolly 在里面排行第四，是他第四个孩子。
Dolly is number four.
家里就是连自来水都没有的。
And no water, no spring water, and no electricity.
啊，他父亲是一个非常普通的农民和建筑工人。他父亲是不识字的，文盲。
Her father can read and was a farmer and a construction worker.
啊，但是 Dolly 说他的父亲是他见过的。所有人当中最聪明的。
But Dolly said her father is the one he have been seen the most wise man.
她妈妈是全职的母亲，要照顾十二个孩子。
Her mother is a full-time mother, take care of 12 children.
那她妈妈的秘诀是什么呢？就是用音乐和圣经来陪伴孩子成长。
And the secret of her mother is that they use the Bible and the music to accompany.
我们知道 Dolly 医生创造了3000多首歌曲。
And Dolly actually had 3,000 songs in her life.
然后她有许许多多的歌，非常非常受欢迎。
And she had a lot of songs very popular.
那么有人就问 Dolly， 在你写的这么多歌当中，你自己最喜欢哪一首
？And someone asked Dolly, say all the songs you have made, which one is the favorite of yourself?
Dolly 就是他自己最喜欢的就是那个彩色的外套那首歌。
And she said that the most favorite song for myself is A Coat of Many Color.
那么其实这首歌呢，讲述 Dolly 他小时候一个真实的经历啊。
And this song actually describes a true experience of Dolly while she was young.
他小时候家里非常穷，所以呢。就是有人就给他加一箱这个碎布头。
And they are very poor, so one time somebody sent them a box of scraps of clothes.
然后他的母亲就用针线把这个碎布头就缝在一起，缝成了一个外套，就给 Dolly。
So her mother basically used all those small pieces of the cloth and put together and made a coat for Dolly.
因为到底第二天要上学，她有外套穿。
Because that's she needs to go to school, she needs a coat.
然后这个妈妈一边缝的时候呢，一边就跟到底在讲圣经中约瑟和约瑟的彩衣的故事。
So while her mother sewing this coat for her, at the same time, she told Dolly about the story of the coat of many color for Joseph in the Bible.
然后第二天 ，Dolly 就高高兴兴地穿着她妈妈给她拿破布头缝出来的外套去上学，裤子也是打补丁，鞋子都是破洞的。
So second day, Dolly was very happy to wear the coat. Go to school. She has like the weighs a lot of patch on her pants, and the shoes is very old.
他自己非常高兴，但是同学看到他都嘲笑他，你怎么穿这种东西出来
？She was very happy, but the classmate basically laughed at her wear such a thing.
Dolly 却没有难过，也没有羞愧。
But Dolly was not sad or being shamed.
他在歌中唱到，就说啊，虽然我没有钱，但是我是最富有的人。
And in this song, she described, even though I has no money, but I'm the most richest person.
啊，因为我穿着这个彩色的这个外套，是我妈妈一针一线用她的爱所缝出来的。
And because the coat of the color is made by mother with each stitch with her love.
啊，这首歌为什么是 Dolly 她自己最喜欢的一首歌呢？
Why this is the most favorite song for Dolly herself?
因为它啊，不仅是关乎母爱啊，或者是人的尊严呐、啊，或者是富有贫穷这些主题。
Because this song not only talking about the love of mother, dignity of person, or poor or rich, this type of topic.
其实这首歌表达我们每一个人息息相关的一个问题，就是。我们的身份是有什么定义？我们效法的标准到底是什么
？More than that, this song actually deals with something that common to everybody of us is how ourselves be judged or identified.
那么今天我们一开始所读的圣经《罗马书》告诉我们，我们在耶稣基督里面成为新造的人，那我们就要怎样？不要效法这个世界。
And so in the scripture we just learned when we become a new creation in Jesus Christ, then we are not conformed into the world to be conformed to this world.
效法这个世界，这个原来的意思就是说这个世界啊，它一直在用一个模具，要把我们套在它这个模具里面，把我们塑造成它要塑造我们的这个样子，这叫效法世界。
To be conformed means this world actually has a model. He always tried to model us into his format.
或者说不要效法这个世界、就是用换句方式来表达，就是不要被这个世界所塑造。
And so do not be conformed to this world basically is saying we are not being formed by this world.
我们想象一下，一个如此贫穷家庭出来的小女孩，
Think about this: a little girl come out of a very poor family,
穿着由碎布头做成的外套
and wear this coat made of the scrap of cloth.
去到学校里面
and went to school,
被同学嘲笑
and laughed by the classmate.
同学嘲笑他，同学就是说，同学把他们同学的这个标准来要他来接受。
The classmate laughed at her, basically saying the classmates want to use their own standard, want to force into her, want her to accept.
穿成这个样子就是穷人呐。
And you wear like this, you're poor.
穷人你就应该羞愧啊。
And if you're poor, you should be ashamed.
穷人你就要把头低下去啊。
And if you're poor, you should be lower your head.
穷人你就没有资格那样的开心，那样的笑啊！你是穷人呐、啊。
If you're poor, then you don't have the right to be happy.
那这些嘲笑、这些羞辱落到一个那么小的一个小姑娘身上。
And think about it when those laughs land upon this little girl.
但这个小姑娘呢，却没有低头，没有羞愧啊。
But this little girl was not shamed, was not humiliated.
她不接受这样的标准。
Because she don't accept such a standard.
她不被这样的标准所影响、所塑造。
And she was not formed or conformed by those standards.
相反，她起来告诉她的同学。
Contrarily, she said, stand up and told her classmates.
一个人的价值啊，不是由他的钱，他多少钱来决定的。
Because a person's value is not determined by how much money she has or he has.
有爱的价值观。
And she shows a value of love.
一个人的价值在于他有没有收获多少爱。
A person has a value depend on how much love she received.
最重要，他是被谁所爱。
And most importantly, she's loved by God.
我们要这一切事情，这一切话是从一个这么一个小女孩口里说出来。
Think about this. All those words come from a little girl.
然后很多年以后，这个Dolly 她坐在这个大巴车上面，要去一个演出的地方去。
Many years later, when she sit on a big bus on a bus and a trip to perform.
她说哎呀我去到那个演出我要唱什么歌呢
And she thought, okay, I'm going to this, the music festival, and what song should I sing?
哎然后她就想起她小时候这个彩色的外套。
And suddenly she remembered this coat of many colors.
她就把这首歌就写在一个餐巾纸上面。
You load this song on a napkin.
所以这其实让我们思想什么叫不要效法这个世界什么叫不要被这个世界所塑造。
So this let us think what means not be conformed into the world.
大家可能还有印象啊几个礼拜之前P, 年轻弟兄来到我们当中做见证他是怎样在暑期去了南美做福音短宣。
And we probably remember a couple of weeks ago, Pete, the young man, came to share his testimony about how he went to the South American to do a mission trip.
其实我知道一件事情啊 ，Pete 小时候的一件事情，还是他读小学的时候。
And I know one thing about Pete when he was young, while he is in the elementary school.
他在小学的时候，有一天呢，他妈妈就问他，就说你是基督徒啊，你去学校跟你同学要传福音呐。
And that day, mother told him, said, "You're a Christian, so you should preach the gospel to your classmate."
就是屁小学生，那对他妈妈说，还传福音，这真是。我说我是基督徒，我同学都笑我。
And he replied to her mother, said, "Preach the gospel, and even I claim myself a Christian. My classmate laughed at me."
但是我们再看看今天的屁。
But if we look at today, Pete,
他还怕不怕别人笑他呀
？Is he still afraid of other people laughing at him?
没有
，It's not.
他有没有被他小学的同学所影响呢
？Has he been influenced by his classmate?
他有没有被他所处的这个环境、所处的这个潮流所影响呢
？Has he been conformed into this surroundings and this world?
他没有
，No.
他最终他没有效法这个世界，没有被这个世界所塑造。
In that way, he's not being conformed into this world.
他在效法跟从主耶稣。
Is transformed to follow Jesus Christ.
所以这就是我们今天来思想一个蒙恩得救的人在耶稣基督里的新生命。第一件事，不要再效法这个世界，不要再被世界所塑造。
So this is what we think about the first thing in the new life in Christ is that do not be conformed into this world.
不是每一件世界让你做的事情就一定要去做啊。
It's not everything that world wants you to do, you have to do it.
这个世界让我们做很多很愚蠢和荒唐的事情。
And this world let us do a lot of foolish things.
那么保罗说不要效法这个世界，这个世界指的是什么呢
？And when Paul said, "Do not be conformed into this world," what does this world mean?
这个世界当然不是指我们所看的这个美丽的大自然呐。
Of course, this world is not referred to the beauty of nature we're seeing.
这个世界指的是在这个堕落、败坏、充满罪的世界当中，这个世界上的那种价值观、那种思想、那种世界观，不要被这些东西所影响，不要对这些东西所塑造。
This world means this fallen world. It's the value system. It's the culture. It's type of ideology. Do not be formed by those.
不要去迎合这个世界。
Do not to be agree with this world. To be conformed into this world.
那有的时候啊，就是世界还没有给我们压力，还没有。我们还世界还没有给我们压力，还没有嘲笑我们，我们主动的贴上去，我们要去迎合，我们要去讨好。
And sometimes even the world has given us the pressure to do some things. We already ourselves actively try to do the things to please this world.
那就是基督徒绝对不要这样去做了。
And the Christian shouldn't do that.
为什么呢？我们一起来看屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰一书的二章十六节。
Let's read the first John chapter 2 verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。 所以呢，这就是世界的价值观，这就是世界的那个模式模板。
And this is the model of this world.
啊，一切能够满足我们肉体的情欲，一切能够满足我们眼目的情欲，一切能够满足我今生的骄傲，让我自高，让我骄傲的这些东西，世界就说它是好的，它是美的。
And everything that can be satisfied, the lust of my flesh, lust of my eye, the pride of my life, and the world say those things are good.
那么反过来，一切不能满足我们肉体的情欲，一切不能满足我眼目的情欲，一切没有办法让我骄傲，让我自高，所有这些东西，那它就不好。
And on the other side, anything that cannot satisfy the lust of my flesh, the lust of my eye, or support the pride of my life, the world says they're not good.
哦，有一件事情啊，我总记得，就有一次我开车就是，跟我妻子一直在这个车上，我们突然看到前面出现一台车。
And one time I remember that me and my wife we drive and we saw a car in front of us.
啊，这个车呢非常的奇怪，就是那个外形呢非常的奇怪，就是说是像个 truck， 但又是非常奇怪的一个 truck。
And that car is kind of shape is very strange. It looks like a truck but not a truck.
啊，然后我的妻子就问我，她说她可能很哇，这什么人呢、啊？怎么能开这么怪一台车出来呀、啊、
？And so my wife just said, who the person is that drives such a strange car?
然后我听了后我就感到很震惊，为什么呢？因为我妻子啊，她对车是一丝兴趣都没有，在她的眼中从来看不出任何的车有任何的不同，她是一个对车一点感觉都没有的人。
I was very shocked about this because I know my wife has no sense about the car. In her eyes, every car is about the same. You couldn't see good or bad.
但是他居然在今天突然说到一台车，让我非常的震惊。哪怕这个车在他看起来很奇怪。
But today she suddenly commented on the car. It's very strange to me because she hardly ever do this.
啊，看到就是我妻子对车突然有兴趣，我当然也很高兴了。我赶紧就跟他说：“你知道这个车可厉害了，这车。
”And since she suddenly become interested in cars, so I just hurry to explain. Hey, this car is very, very.
这车可贵了，这车那是世界首富这个推出来的产品了。
And I said, this is a very expensive car. This car actually is produced by the most richest person in this world.
那我妻子就他说，哎呀，真是怎么出这么一个奇怪的产品？后来我就说，你看他的目的达到了。
And so she said, why make such a product? And I said, no, that's.He got his point.
他的目的是什么？吸引眼球啊，对不对
？And the shape of the car obviously attract a lot of people's eyes.
很多人很有钱呐、啊，你要让他花出去啊。
A lot of people has the money, so you have to let them spend it.
那什么人在什么事情上面最愿意花钱呢
？And people would spend the money on what?
啊，这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，很多啦，或者年纪大啦。
If you look at us, yeah, whatever the lust of flesh, lust of eyes.
但是那个今生的骄傲，那是永恒的驱动力啊。
And but the pride of life is ultimate drive for us.
啊，我要让人看到我，我要让人看到，我要吸引眼球。
I let people see me. I want to attract people's attention.
为什么人家能够成为世界首富啊？
Why he can become the most richest person in the world?
因为他满足人今生的骄傲。
Because he does produce something to meet the people's need of the pride of their life.
我从来没有见过真的有人拿那个车去拖货，没见过。
I really hardly see that people really use that car to carry some heavy stuff.
这就是世界的模式。
And this is the model of the world.
世界就要把我们塑造成这样的一个模式，就是你要服从这样的一个价值观啊，满足你的情欲，满足你的骄傲，满足你这些就是好的，这些就是美的。
And this is the world have this model, want to form us, force us into that model to satisfy the lust of flesh, lust of eyes, and the pride of life.
而基督徒呢，却不要被这样的模式所塑造。
But Christians should not be formed into such a model.
Dolly, 她是出生于非常贫穷的家庭啊。
And Dolly Parton was born a very poor family.
但是她是确实非常自由、非常富有、内心非常富有的人。
But she truly indeed was very liberated and very free in her inside.
在我的家乡呢，有一条街叫汉正街。
In my home city, there is a street called 汉正 Street.
这个汉正街啊，有500多年这个商业历史，它是非常著名的一条商业街，在我家乡。
The Hansen Street actually is a very famous commercial street. Has a 500 years history.
说是一条街，其实是一个很大的街区啊，很大一片地方。
And It is a street, but it's actually cover area of a district.
在我以前家乡教会呢，我因为传福音的缘故，我就认识这条街上的一些人。
And when I was in the church there, because I preached the gospel, spread the gospel, I know some people on the street.
那这条街上住的人很多都是非常非常有钱的人。
And many people living in that street are very rich.
他们的孩子呢，就是人们口中所说的富二代。
And their children is basically that people have a name called the second richest generation.
我当时因为传福音的缘故，我就认识一些这个汉正街上的有钱人和他们的这个所谓的富二代。
And while spread the gospel, I know some of the rich person and their children.
后来我发现呢，在这些所谓的富二代当中啊，他们都有一个共同的特点，或者很多人都是这个样子。
And I find some common things among those children.
很多人跟他们的父母关系极差。
Most of them have a very, very bad relationship with their parents.
很多年轻人很早就开始吸毒了，然后毒瘾很深。
Many young men to start to take drugs and also very much addicted to.
后来我就觉得奇怪，我就问他们，我说你们的父母给你们那么多钱，你们为什么那么讨厌你们父母啊？
And I was kind of very odd. I asked them, say, your parents gave you so many money, so why you so hate your parents?
然后他们就说，那我们的父母他们眼里只有钱，根本没有我。
And the answer is that they all, in their eyes, in my parents' eyes, they all have as money, it has no me.
从小到大，要么就是忙生意，要么就是打麻将。
From what I know, their life is just either busy with busy with their business or play with mahjong.
有时候我回去了，他们看到我就一句话。
And sometimes when I go home, they saw me, they just one sentence, one word.
一边打麻将一边头都不抬。
While I played mahjong without even lift up their eyes.
钱在那个抽屉里自己去拿，拿了出去玩。
Just one sentence said the money is in the drawer, take it and go play.
这就是他们父母跟他们讲的最多的话。
That's the most word their parents communicated with them.
所以如果不是我亲耳听到，我不敢相信这些在别人眼中非常羡慕的富二代，但是他们确实很可怜很可怜的人。
If I don't hear it by myself, I hardly can believe those so-called second generation rich person live such a terrible life.
因为他们从来不觉得自己是被爱的。
Because they don't feel they're loved.
他们觉得他们父母眼中只有钱，根本没有他们。每次都是用钱打发他们。
They think their parents only have money. Every time they just try to deal with them with money.
所以他们对自己的价值的判断就完全错误了。
So they have a very wrong way to judge their values.
他感受不到他父母爱他，虽然他父母拿钱打发他，所以他们也不自爱。
So they cannot have feel the love of their parents because they always deal with them with the money. So they cannot correctly love themselves.
所以很年轻就各种放纵，就沉迷于各种恶习，反正多晚回家父母都不管的。
So while they're very young, they start to take all kind of bad habit and addicted to it. And no matter how late they they went home, their parents really don't care.
反正寻找各种刺激麻醉自己，所以很多人就染上毒瘾了。
They're looking for all kind of excitement, and a lot of people get into the drug.
他们说他父母眼中只有钱，他们眼中也只有钱。
So they said their parents, in their parents' eye, there's only money, and it turned out they themselves, in their eye, there's only money.
他不知道什么是爱，他说不就是钱吗？你给我们讲这些，你要多少钱？
And so basically for them, it's the same way. It's just money. You talk to me and how much money do you want?
这些年轻人呢，他不是不知道毒品的可怕，他们其实都知道，他们知道毒品可怕比我知道的更多更深。
Those young men, young people, they are not know the terrible about this drug. They probably know much better than me.
但他们还是用毒品来摧残自己的身体。
But they still use the drugs to destroy their life, their body.
因为他没有真正的自爱。
Because they cannot have a correct love for themselves.
因为他们从他们的家庭当中，从他们的生长的环境当中，他们没有看到真正爱的价值观。他们看到的，他们被塑造的是金钱的价值观。
And because in their growing up situation, they really don't have the true value of love, true love, but they only have been conformed into the value of money.
这个世界有一种价值观，就叫金钱的价值观。
And this world has a value system called the value of money.
你有价值，因为你有钱。
You are valued because you have money.
我去一些超市，然后。从那个收银走过去，他总听到他说一句话，他就说：“欢迎你，你是 valued customer。”
And when you go to a supermarket, you probably always hear say, "Welcome, you are the valued customer."
我刚才听，哎呦还不错啊，说我是有价值。
And I think, oh yeah, I'm a valued customer.
但是接下来，哦，花钱才有价值。
And then I realize, oh, because people go to supermarket, they're going to spend the money.
这就是多利的那些同学的价值观。你穷啊，你没有价值啊，你就应该羞愧啊。
And this is the value system that Dolly's classmate has.
这也是我看到的那些所谓的那些富二代，他们就是这样。那一切都是钱嘛，无非就是钱嘛。
And this is the same value system that all those those rich second generation they has.
所以他们恨他们的父母，他们也没有真正爱自己。
So they hate their parents. They also cannot truly love themselves.
他们不仅不知道什么叫真正的尊重人，他们事实上不仅不尊重父母，他甚至也不尊重他们自己。
They even don't know how to respect, not respect the parents. They even cannot respect themselves.
他们不仅伤害别人，伤害他们的父母，当然也伤害最深就他们自己了。
And what the things they do not hurt their parents, they hurt themselves as well.
有些这样的年轻人呢，这些富二代，他们很多时候，在我看来，真的就是一种自虐。他们也知道，然后自毁，甚至自杀。
And some of those so-called the second generation rich person, they themselves, in my view, they just walk a path in the self-destruction or suicide, and they themselves know that.
因为他们被这样的一种世界金钱价值观所塑造的。
And because they are conformed into this such a value of money system.
这就是罗马书告诉我们，我们在耶稣基督里新造的人，就不要被这个世界所塑造，不要再去效法这个世界，不要再去讨好这个世界，不要这样。
And so that's what the Romans said, as a new creation, a Christian should not be conforming to this world, not try to agree with this world.
就是我们一开始提到的那个多利哈，那个，那么他的外祖父呢是一个传道人。
And Dolly Parton, her grandpa actually is a minister.
然后他的妈妈、父亲都是非常虔诚的基督徒，尤其是他妈妈。
And her mother is a very godly Christian.
所以多莉虽然出生于极度贫穷的家庭，但是她从小被她父母的、被她家庭中这个基督教信仰的价值所塑造。
And even she was born in a very poor family, but since her childhood, she was formed by the Christian value.
所以我们会看到她没有被这个世界的潮流、被她的同学所影响、所塑造。
So she's not formed by his classmates' world.
啊，她每天凌晨三点她就起床祷告啊。
Every day and 3 o'clock in the morning, she gets up, she pray.
然后她寻求神对她这一天的带领，她相信她的恩赐是神给她，她要用这些恩赐，要好好的使用。
And she seeking the guidance of God, and she believe all her talent and the gift is given by God. She want to use it according to the will of God.
她所从事的职业或者她在她所从事的事业，娱乐圈。
And what his the work area is so called entertainment.
那娱乐圈当然有很多很多啊、不好的事情。
Of course, the entertainment world, there's a lot of bad things.
当然了，当多莉后来成年以后，她也没有总穿的那个补丁衣服，也没有啊。
Of course, when Dolly, you know, later she didn't wear this so-called coat of many color.
但她里面的信仰却一直没有被妥协。
But her inside faith will never be compromised.
所以在她的这个追思礼拜当中。
So in her memorial service,
啊、那个纳斯维尔的那个教会的牧师就说，多莉每天早上起来祷告，求神引导他、带领他。就是我们作为田纳西人，我们都亲眼看到神引导他所做的一切。
And so the pastor in her memorial service, the Nashville pastor said.Every day in the morning, she get up and pray and ask God to lead her work, and all our people in Tennessee knows that.
啊，所以我们就会看到，一个是被神的话语所塑造，一个是被世界所塑造，何等的不同。
And so we can see how big the difference would when we be formed by the word of God and formed by the world is how much difference.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界都伏在那恶者魔鬼的权势之下。
Bible teaches us this world is under the power of the devil.
啊，这个魔鬼是这个世界上的王。
And the devil is the king of this world.
啊，所以魔鬼用这个世界来塑造，让人成为他的奴仆。
And so the devil used this world to form people, so people become the slave of him.
啊，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，为大家来读这几处经文。
And you can look at the screen. I just read through the scripture for you.
以弗所书二章啊，大家看，我也给大家来读哈。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。所以这就是，圣经告诉我们，世界。在那恶者的权势之下。
So this is basically Bible teaches us the world is under the power of the devil.
啊，魔鬼在空中掌权。
And the devil is hold the power.
啊，然后诱惑人啊，顺从自己心中的喜好去行，放纵肉体的情欲。
Then lead people to just do it according to the desire and lust of our flesh.
约翰一书五章十九节后半部分告诉我们，全世界都伏在那恶者的手下。
And First John told us the whole world lied on the sway of the devil.
我们一起来读约翰一书的二章十五到十七节。
Let's read the scripture together on the screen.
十五节起，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。魔鬼在这个世界上掌权，魔鬼用这三样，肉体情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲去控制人，去辖制人，去塑造人。
devil is holds the power in this earth and air, and he used these three things, the lust of flesh, lust of eye, and the pride of life, to form the people.
然后呢，魔鬼的诡计或者魔鬼的手段就藏在一些世界上的什么文化呀、潮流啊、风俗啊、哲学啊这些东西后面。
And the way he doing this, he hide this way to doing this behind the so-called different culture, different way of the world doing things behind all those things.
看上去好像没有什么伤害，但是背后却把我们影响塑造成魔鬼要我们成为的样子，就成为他的奴仆。
On the face, some of the things seems not hurting anything, but behind it, it just the devil uses all this form us into his model.
圣经中所提到的约瑟就是不被这个世界所塑造的人。
In the Bible, there's a character called Joseph.And he is the one that's not conformed into the world.
约瑟很年轻就被卖到埃及做奴隶，但是他却不被埃及的文化所塑造。
While he was very young, he was sold to Egypt to be a slave, but he refused to be formed into the world of Egypt.
我们也看见但以理和他的朋友，就是很年轻就成了亡国奴，就被掳到这个巴比伦。
In the Bible, we also see Daniel and his friend. They are very young. They were in the captivity to Babylonia to become a slave.
然后巴比伦呢，巴比伦的王就很喜欢他们，就给他们吃王的食物啊。
And it happened to be that the king of Babylon actually is like them, so the king sent his food to them.
但是但以理的这个年轻人，但以理和他们这些年轻人，他们却不吃。
But Daniel and his friend refused to eat that food.
他们甚至说，我们不要被这些东西所玷污。
And even said we are not corrupted by those food.
我们要想一想，这在世人看来，这是多么大的荣耀啊！他们是亡国奴啊，他们是奴隶啊，他们居然能够王把吃的食物给他们，这是多么大的荣耀啊！
In the world view, think about it. This is such a big honor because they are in captivity. They are the slaves, but the king of that world actually gave his food to them.
他们说我们不要被这些东西所影响，不是一开始就说吗？你吃什么你就是什么。
But they said we'll not be eat those food. We do not be influenced by those things. Just like we said in the beginning, what do you eat?You are who you eat. What do you eat?
王要用巴比伦的文化、巴比伦的风俗、巴比伦的一切来塑造他看中的这几个年轻人。这几个年不错哟，哎，要活成我们的样子，让他们学巴比伦的语言。
And the king wanted to use Babylonia's culture and value to form this young man. He wanted them to study the language of Babylon.
但这几个年轻人呢，却不被他塑造。
But this young man would refuse to be formed.
我们也看到后来但以理，因为持守信仰的缘故，即便是丢到狮子坑里，他都不妥协。
And we know in Daniel, for the sake of faith, even he will be put in the pit of a lion, he refused to be compromised.
他的朋友。但以理的朋友因为不向这个巴比伦的这个金像去跪拜，宁可丢到烈火的窑中，他们都不妥协。
And Daniel and his friend, because they don't want to worship the statue of the pagan god, they were cast in the furnace of a fire.
结果怎样呢？结果这个巴比伦的王最后就赞叹他们所信的神。就是你们所信的神是至高的真神，并且下令全国的人都要敬畏以色列人的独一真神。
So as a result, this Babylon king finally have to acknowledge that the God that Daniel and his friend believed is the true God and want all the people from his nation to be feared this God.
这几个年轻人哈，那么卑微，亡国奴，那么。被那么强大的帝国君王所影响要改变，结果他们却不被改变，却不被影响，更不被塑造。
And this is several young men. Their status is very humble, and they are slaves, they are in captivity, and they are refused to be formed by this very powerful kingdom.
结果他们却怎样？改变了君王。
But they changed the king.
其实我就像我们今天一开始提到的那个多里那个小女孩，那么穷啊，那么在人看来那么悲惨的童年，但她并不被她的环境，并不被她的同学，并不被她所处的环境所塑造、所改变。
Just like we mentioned in the beginning, Dolly, and when she was a little girl, such a poor situation, but she refused to be formed by her classmates' value.
她身上的那个破衣服哈，其实就是破衣服嘛，哎，结果成为她的荣耀。
And the coat of the many color became the glory of hers.
为什么会这样呢？因为她从小她是被神的话语所塑造。
Why is this? Because when she was young, she was formed by the word of God.
所以她就唱，她妈妈一边缝着那个衣服，一边给她讲圣经中约瑟的故事。
So her son says why her mother sewing the clothes at the same time tell her the story of Joseph.
所以她妈妈一边一针一线把爱缝到这个衣服里面，一边也把神的话语放到这个小女孩的心中。
So her mother sewing her love into her clothes, at the same time she's sewing word of God into the little girl's heart.
所以在世人看来，她那个真的就是，很破的衣服嘛，在世人看很破的衣服，结果呢，哎，却成为她荣耀。
So.In the world view, this clothes is very, very poor and very broken, but it become her glory.
其实我们很多人生命就是这个样子。
Actually, many of us life is like this.
我们都活在一个罪的世界。
We live in a sinful world.
我们本身其实也是不堪的罪人。
And ourselves are sinners.
我们的生命有很多的破碎，有很多的不堪。
Our life, there's a lot of broken part, a lot of dishonored thing.
但是这一切在神的恩典当中，在神的爱当中，在他的智慧，在他大能的手当中，这一切都可以成为一个荣耀的、美丽的生命。
But all those broken, all those things, that in the mighty God's hand, in the hand of a great love, we can become an honorable life.
你看约瑟的一生其实很不堪的，很坎坷的，或者很破碎的。
If you look at Joseph's life, his life pretty much very broken, very difficult.
那么年轻就被哥哥出卖，那么年轻就当奴隶。
Such a young age, he would be sold by his brother to be a slave.
坐牢，被冤枉，被陷害。
And he would be wronged and put in prison.
在监牢里面好心帮助人，人家承诺他，久正承诺他，我放出去一定也让你出去，救你出去。结果转眼把他给忘了。
And in the prison, he helped people, and the people being helped promised that when I get out.I will help him, but when he get out, he completely forgot him.
所以我们看约瑟，他以前走过的路其实是很破碎、很不堪，很多的坎坷、很多的曲折，这个碎布衣服披在身上。
And so look at the path that Joseph walks through. It's very much broken and many pieces, so many difficult, so many hardness.
但最后呢，约瑟说，这一切都是神的美意。
But in the end, Joseph said that this, all this is the very good will of God.
他以前的痛苦，他以前的眼泪，他以前所经受的那些冤枉委屈，结果在上帝的旨意当中，最后都成为他的荣耀，或者让他能够与神的荣耀有份。
All those sadness, all the cries, tears, and all those broken pieces of life, in the end, in the will of God.Is become his glory, or put the other words, he can be partake the glory of God.
因为他过往那些流泪、那些痛苦、那些不堪的生命，让他可以成为多人的祝福。
Because of his broken life, actually he become a blessing of a lot of other people.
当然，这一切 是因为约瑟不被这个世界所塑造，约瑟是与神同行。
And all of this is because Joseph refused to be formed into, conformed into this world. He insists to walk with God.
所以我们今天我们来思想我们基督徒在基督里的新生命。
So today we think about and meditate the new life we Christian we have in Christ.
我们不要再效法这个世界。
We do not be conformed into the world.
我们不要被世界所塑造。
And we not be formed by the world, modeled by the world.
好，我们一起来看屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书十二章一到二节。
Let's look at the screen. Let's read again the scripture on the screen. Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2.
一节起，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个，只要心意更新而变化。查验何为神善良纯全和喜悦的旨意啊，所以这里告诉我们一个路径，第一，把自己献上当作活祭交在神的手中。
So here the God gave us a path first of ourselves, put ourselves in the hand of God.
啊，这是完全的献上。
It's a completely offer.
啊，不是只有在礼拜天。
It's not just in the Sunday.
而是所有的时间。
Everything, every time.
不是只一部分，而是我的全人。
It's not part, but the whole me.
啊，圣经也告诉我们，心怀二意的人不要在神那里得什么。
And the Bible also teaches double-minded is cannot expect something from God.
啊，其实最痛苦的就是献一半留一半，这是最痛苦的。
And the most painful thing is you offer half of it and leave half of it for yourself.
第二呢，不要效法这个世界，不要被世界所塑造。
Second, not to be conformed into this world.
要心意更新变化
，and then be transformed。
我们的心意被什么东西变化？被什么东西塑造呢？被神的话语。
And how do we be transformed? And how we be more modeled is by the word of God.
当我们的心意被神的话语所更新，被神的话语所塑造，我们就能明白神他善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And when our heart be transformed and modeled by the word of God, then we can understand what is the good, accept the will of God.
好，我们最后我们一起来读几处圣经的经文啊。如果弟兄姊妹有身体不太舒服的呢，都可以坐着读哈。如果你身体觉得条件许可，我们都一起站着读。
In conclusion, let's stand up and read the word of God. If you don't feel good, you can sit down to read.
好。我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读《哥林多后书》五章十七节，起。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。哦，不对啊。好，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你在我们还是罪人的时候你就爱我们。
Thank you, you are sinner, we are sinner, you loved us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son.
叫一切信靠他的、信靠主耶稣基督的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
All those who trust Jesus Christ shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，在基督里面，旧事已过，一切都是新的。
Help us all those who in Christ, all the things, old things will pass away and everything become new.
我们在基督里都成为新造的人。
And in Christ we become new creation.
啊，愿神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不再效法这个世界，不再被世界所塑造。
May God add us the faith and the strength so we are not conformed into this world.
不再听信魔鬼撒旦的谎言，掉入魔鬼的网罗，被塑造成魔鬼的奴仆。
Do not listen to the lie of the devil and fall in their trick and be made become their slave.
让我们的心被神的话语所塑造，被神的话语所光照，让我们能够活出真正神儿女的样式来。
And so our heart be lighted by the word of God, formed into the word of God, so we live out God's children's life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praying name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.